You say a couple of times in the book, identity politics is limited. Once you say, quote, it gets in the way of clear thinking. One time you say it's too simplistic. Already by me even bringing up, by using the phrase identity politics, I can hear people on the quote-unquote left saying, you are echoing right-wing or white supremacist talking points by characterizing something as identity politics. But you, who have some cred because of your background and your own orientation, your own marginality, which mm-hmm. is bona fide, you point these things out about the limits of identity politics. Can you speak to that?
Well, I mean, let's face it, everything has limits. Everything has limits, right? So the easiest mistake in the world to make is to think that whatever it is what I'm holding right now is limitless, will give me total ability to be acute and powerful and
effective
at any moment. That's a big, big mistake. Everything has limits, and therefore it's way better for our friends to point out our limits than for our enemies, because then we can compensate for our limits. So it's not that it's bad to be in touch with one's identity as an oppressed person, as a gay person, or in my case also a working class person, then brought up working class. It's also very helpful to understand and not only that gives me particular angles of insight and understanding on the world, but also that it's got its limitations. So if, for example, we're in a discussion and I feel a special alliance with another person brought up working class who maybe is not as fluent orally as I am, because you can tell I'm a big talker, but that person is holding back because of the way the working class socialization worked for that person. So I'm being his ally and stuff like that. And then there's a moment in the committee that we're working with together that says, okay, now we need a conference chair for this conference that we're organizing together. Who should it be? And we look around, you know, and if I say, oh, it should be this guy because I'm his ally, you know, so, and he's working class, and therefore, because of his working classness, I want him to chair the conference, even though I know he won't do well because of ways he holds himself back because of the internalized depression of having been brought up working class, right? And so so even though it's not actually going to serve the conference and it's not going to make the most effective and powerful thing that we could do, I still propose that guy, because he's my identity, and he's carrying a handicap that goes with that identity for some people, and nevertheless I propose him. So that would be an example of putting identity ahead of effectiveness. And I love to win. I love to be effective. So there are other ways that he can learn articulateness besides getting in front of a conference and doing poorly and probably feeling very bad about himself, right?
He might drop out because of that experience.
Exactly.
There's
a better role mm-hmm. for him. Yeah. So that's the problem about letting identity be the only variable. Complex thinking involves more than one variable.
Mm-hmm.